Mark Price is a writer and San Diego businessman. His commentaries on how individuals can make a difference are broadcast regularly on this station.
Hello, I'm Mark Price. I'd like to talk to you today about the importance of a simple example. Many of us spend a great deal of time arguing with one another. We argue with our spouses, co-workers, friends, even with people we don't know. We spend so much time in heated discussion, we get away from the original point we were trying to make. The next time you're making a point, trying to sway someone to your side, stop arguing and come up with a simple example which illustrates your point. It worked for George Washington. Back when our government was being formed, they argued over everything. One major argument between George Washington and Thomas Jefferson dealt with unicameral, one legislative body, versus bicameral, two legislative houses. Jefferson favored one house and Washington favored two houses. They argued for weeks. Finally, George offered Tom a cup of tea. After they started drinking, George said, "There, Tom, you've made my point for a two-house system." "What are you talking about?" responded Jefferson. "The way you drink your tea. You poured your tea from its cup into its saucer, as was the custom of the day." "Of course I did," Jefferson shot back. "It's how you cool the tea." "Exactly my point," said Washington. Legislation would originate in one house, usually because someone or some group was hot about something. That legislation is then sent to the second house to be cooled down, to allow more rational, less heated thoughts to prevail. The legislation is then passed thanks to the balanced nature of two houses. Jefferson saw Washington's point. It made sense. He stopped arguing, and we now have two houses, a House of Representatives and a Senate. We may owe it all to George Washington and a simple cup of tea. This is Mark Price. Thanks for listening.
Mark Price is a writer and San Diego businessman. His commentaries on how individuals can make a difference are broadcast regularly on this station. Listen again for Mark Price.